This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 10th, 2018.
10-10-18. Absolutely. Make a wish.
Susan G. Komen.
Children's Miracle Network.
Loaves and Fishes.
Connor's Cure.
Ooh. Ooh. Toys for Tots.
Ah, good one. United Way.
Samaritan's Purse.
UNICEF? Where's that medicine? I can't ever remember.
Connie Maxwell Children's Home.
Dude. Okay, we'll stop it on that one.
All right, perfect.
You got the Connie Mack.
Oh, Lord. Remember those things? If you're good morning, by the way. Remember those things? They were in Baptist churches especially. It looked like a bowl of rice, but it would be like a little coin bank. Mm-hmm. You remember those? They'd pass them out, and they'd say, put all your change in here. And then on this particular Sunday, you bring the rice bowl back. They had a little slit in the top. You put your coins in, and you turn it and get the money out. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to put all your change in there over the course of a couple of weeks and then bring it all in, and that was like your offering for the Connie Maxwell Children's Home.
Okay.
And I'd use them just for regular banks. I'd get them and use them to just like, you know, for my personal use.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about that now. I owe them some coin banks. That's what I should donate.
They ever give it back to you like, this doesn't really weigh enough. Go collect more.
No. But I do remember when we were the recipients of fruit baskets, and they probably shouldn't have been.
Oh, yeah.
I think everybody got them then. And I'm talking about actual fruit baskets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Baptist.
My old relatives used to get a bunch of food from food banks and stuff, and then they share it with each other.
Yeah.
I think it was my one aunt used to get stuff from Angel Food all the time down in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
But then she'd bring a lot of it to my other aunt's house in Anderson.
They'd trade.
I don't know if that's how it's supposed to work, y'all.
They would trade out. Wow. That's why they put them on the debit cards now, I think. You can't actually, like, sell stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell. Of course, there's probably a way.
There is a way.
Follow me to the store. I'll meet you there. I'll get the stuff. You meet me out in the parking.
Where there's a will to commit fraud, there's a way to commit fraud.
Tonight on What Would You Do? If you found out people were sharing food from a food bank, would you say something?
When I was a kid, the only charity I knew of was the Will Rogers Institute, because I used to go to the movies.
The movies, yeah. Remember, that was so weird, because they'd play like a 2 or 3 minute little trailer on the screen before all the other movie trailers would come on.
Mm-hmm.
And then awkwardly, they would have like an usher standing at the bottom of the movie theater with like an offering plate, essentially, or a bucket.
Yeah.
And no one ever came forward with money. Like, they would just stand there for a minute, look around, and then slowly walk away with no money.
Like a deacon in training.
Hot almighty. That's right. So here we are. It's raining like hell. I should do the weather, because that's a topic of discussion right now. Thunderstorms likely all day. High of 78. It's going to be windy as well. Right now, rain and wind substantial at times. 70 in Greer.
Hell of a storm coming up through the Gulf, because it's already raining here, and the eye hasn't made landfall yet.
But why is it that when them suckers come in, they all of them, the Florence comes in from the Atlantic, this one comes into the Gulf, and they all just go straight towards South Carolina. Like they got some kind of vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
Venditti, he works here.
Yeah, he does, Mike.
That's what I was thinking about when I said the word vendetta. That's going to be a mess. Already closing airports and cruises being canceled and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a big old Category 4 hurricane.
I pray that everyone will be safe, but I pray first that we don't lose any kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be selfish with your prayers.
Yeah.
I learned that in Sunday school.
I hope not. I hope it's just some wind and rain.
Just some wind and rain.
What That's a hell of a big storm.
Yeah.
These hurricanes are getting bigger and worse, it seems like.
Yeah, they are.
Like, Category 4 used to be, like, a big thing. Like, you hardly ever heard of Category 4. And now it's like, oh, it's another Category 4 with Michael.
Yeah, well.
And the news people say Michael. It, like, you live in the South. It's Michael.
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 Only three major hurricanes, that means Category 3 or higher, have hit the panhandle of Florida since 1950.
How many again?
Three. Since
wow.
Three major hurricanes have hit the Florida panhandle since 1950. It was Eloise in 1975, Opal in 95, Dennis in 05, and now Michael. So they're getting more frequent, it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it when they have better names, though. Not these boring names. When's Hurricane Seance coming in? February. The answer's February.
It'll be late in the season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of cruises, listen to this. So, you know, we just gave away the grand prize to go on the Chris Jericho Rockin' Rager at Sea.
Yep.
Which is literally like Chris Jericho, the wrestler, and then his band Fozzy will be performing amongst other rock and roll bands. Wrestlers will they'll have wrestling matches, which I bet you get a little seasick wrestling.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I do just walking across the Lido deck. I'm just like, hey, get that man a V8. They're going to have comedians on there performing the whole thing. There's a new one called Mega Cruise.
Mega Cruise?
Mega Cruise. This is all put together by Megadeth.
Oh, okay.
I'm not kidding. This is insane.
I've heard of bands doing cruises. Like, I think Alabama's had one in the past, but I didn't know Megadeth was doing
it. Alabama had a cruise?
I'm pretty sure Alabama
might have been
had a cruise
in at like a... some kind of clock.
Yes.
I don't know that they could do a whole cruise. Maybe some kind of, wagon trail kind of thing. But so Megadeth is putting on Mega Cruise, and then on the cruise and performing and milling amongst you, the rock and roll saints, okay, mm-hmm. will be none other than Anthrax.
Oh, my God.
Testament. Armored Saint, which I've never heard of and probably will be called a lot of slurs for not have known them, and Corrosion of Conformity.
Ah, man.
What a cruise.
I saw COC play. They opened for Metallica in Charlotte in like 1996.
God, man.
I was 11.
Like, Corrosion of Conformity and Megadeth and Testament. Anthrax, like, I think of Scott Ian now, like, I think of him as, like, being somebody on, like, a VH1 special.
Yeah, he's a commentator on
Yeah,
things.
Like, I know him more for that than I do a lot of the music, even, and his crazy long goatee. But I've seen Corrosion of Conformity, and I know Megadeth and Testament fans, and I just imagine what that would look like on a cruise ship out in the sunshine.
Just a swimming pool full of pale people wearing jeans and T-shirts,
yeah.
Black T-shirts.
I mean, it's going to be, like, that's a place Marilyn Manson could go and just blend right
yeah.
in.
Oh, yeah, man. Plus, you get out at sea, all your wallet chains are going to corrode from the salt and the air.
It's going to sink.
Could you imagine? Somebody's doing a cannonball, and they're wearing them big old black pants with pair, suspenders hanging down the side and everything.
JNCOs?
I think JNCOs were just the actual denim. You know them big old wide leg pants that dudes wore in like the late 90s, some of you still. And they were always black, wide legged, like elephant legs. Is it JNCOs?
Yeah, those are JNCOs.
I didn't realize they made them in anything other than denim. My bad.
I think they still make them.
They never made them in husky sizes.
No.
Maybe I could fit into them now. Maybe I'll go Halloween as 1993 me.
They're like bell bottoms for dumb people.
and skaters always wore them too. It's like, God, that seems like it'd get in the way when you do yollies and stuff.
It's like bell bottoms when people on my 600-pound life with the thing in the legs.
High-waisted bell bottoms are in for girls too. That's weird.
Yeah. But you know what? The high-waisted pants are sexy on a lot of y'all.
Thank you.
Especially bikinis. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. It goes way up the side and it goes way up the front. I bet it hurts. Down there, if you have any extra skinage.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you, I bet that hurts.
Yeah.
But anyway, Mega Cruise. cabin starting at $666 each.
Wow, of course. That's a bargain.
For Mega Cruise.
They're going to rob each other, rob the
man.
Liquor store.
That, like, the thing's going to be on fire at sea. This is going to just burn. Like, you thought the Titanic was rough.
Yeah.
Wait for a Mega Cruise.
Everybody has diarrhea.
What?
Dairy.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, okay. I have. I just pulled up the 10 best music themed cruises for 2018 and 19.
Perfect.
In the past, it was the Alabama and Friends Festival at Sea, but it was a few years ago, and I don't think they did it again.
Yeah.
Good move.
Decided.
Kiss Cruise 8 is happening. The Soul Train Cruise featured Morris Day and the Time.
You know, what you could do with the Kiss Tour is just put sunscreen all over your face. Like, you know, you could, you know, it would help out. In other words, you don't want to have on face paint. It'd be melting all over the place out in the sun.
Yeah.
And you want it to be waterproof from when you're, you know, out in the lazy river and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's on the Soul Train Cruise besides Morris Day?
Soul Train, the Time.
Yeah, and then George Clinton and Smokey Robinson.
Oh, that sounds like a good time, though.
Three genres that don't mix well, but go for it.
Go on the country music cruise with Jeff Foxworthy, the Oak Ridge Boys, and Patti Loveless.
Will Jerome be there for Morris Day and the Time? Someone's got to put his Morris Day's jacket back on him.
Probably.
What other cruises? Jackal Cruise?
Outlaw Country Cruise 4 with Lucinda Williams, Drive-By Truckers, and Steve Earle.
Oh,
That would be fun.
The Rock Boat 19. They've been doing this for a while.
Rock Boat.
Maybe not anymore. It's Sister Hazel, Andrew McMahon, and Plain White Tees.
Oh, Sister Hazel.
It's the last rock cruise ever.
Or you could, dude, here's the one. It's the Monsters of Rock Cruise. This is different.
Uh-huh. Monsters of Rock.
Tesla, Queensryche, and Skid Row at sea.
Oh, it's, boy.
Jesus.
Oh, 80s cruise.
80s cruise. But appearing Bananarama.
Oh.
No.
Who? Kenny Loggins.
Only?
D. Snyder. Sheila E. OMD.
Oh, my God. OMG? Oh. Who is OMD?
OMD.
Who is that?
An 80s band.
Oh, OMD.
I don't remember what they
did. My dog.
You know, I wonder what happened to the talent on these cruises, so I looked it up. Like the Joker's cruise?
Yeah.
Just private decks, private food, the whole deal. I guess they'll come out and mingle a little bit, but I doubt you're going to run into these people on the boat.
I was thinking, especially with the Jericho cruise, I imagine half the cruise ship is literally celebrities, air quoting, some of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're celebrities.
JR is going to be on it.
Maybe they perform in their little theater at night or something, and that's the only time you see them.
Oh, listen. Oh, boy. I just looked over to Jimmy's monitor. Look at what he's looking at.
I got two left on this list. The 70s rock and romance cruise with the Foreigner, Boz Scaggs, and the Little River Band.
Daddy would have killed to go on that. And he would have loved it.
The one that would be the most fun if you were, 75 and single is the Flower Power cruise with the Beach Boys, Tommy James and the Shondells, and Jefferson Starship.
He would have loved that, too.
Yeah.
Well, Starship might have canceled because one of them guys died last week.
They should do a cruise where, you know how on like some of those ferry boats, you can drive your car onto the bottom, and then, they'll drive your car across the ferry? They should do that with, old bands like that and let old guys like my dad who had classic cars drive their cars onto the boat.
Like a cruise-cruise-in.
A cruise-cruise-in, Paige, you read my mind.
Thank you.
It's a cruise-cruise-in. Oh. All the clock owners should get together and put that together. Even you two feuding brothers over on White Horse. Let's get it going.
Oh, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Good Lord. That's great.
That's funny, man.
Cruise.
Oh, I'm cruised out.
You don't need a themed cruise.
No.
That's the problem.
We had one.
We can't just... You know what? It wasn't a themed cruise.
No.
The cruise was. It was us going on a cruise. The only real event we had was the first night we had a 2 or 3 hour open bar. And, oh, man.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
And then from then on, we were on our own.
We were on the electric slide forever.
Yeah.
But that started as soon as people got on the boat.
Well,
straight for the open bar.
Yeah, it did.
They were handing out champagne.
The P1 cruise was great.
It had
its ups and downs, but
I'd do it again.
Well, Intercom says nah.
I know.
That's a big insurance thing, man. It's a big, because you got to get somebody to underwrite it and all that stuff. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do anything.
It's expensive.
Yes, Jim. Back to pants for a moment. A bunch of people text in that you might have been talking about trip pants.
Let's see.
T-R-I-P-P.
I sure as hell am.
Suspenders all over them. And
there we go.
These ones have handcuffs on them, apparently.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Hit it right there.
For people who never
But I'm not a juggalo, though. Could I still wear those?
No.
If I'm not officially a card-carrying juggalo?
As long as there's no metal detectors around, you might be able to wear some. But you couldn't wear them on the boat because you got to go through metal detectors.
Clean out your pocket, sir. I did. Oh, okay. Well, the thing's going crazy.
Right, I have handcuffs, so they're part of my fashion on my pants. Like, we used to make fun of dude for having, oh, Jeff for having fleur-de-lis on his butt of his blue jeans, but at least he didn't have handcuffs mounted to the knees of his britches.
That's right. Give him that.
Kind of bizarre.
Give him that. Mega Cruise. Hey, guys, heard you talking about it. We're going to get some folks registered. Two weeks.
You want to give one away? Somebody will. Maybe not you.
Right. Well, listen, we got a whole lot of stuff planned for you. Us being the official radio show of Yeah That Greenville, the freaking Rise guys, we got a whole lot planned for you today. First of all, we do have the P1 payoff starting up again, 7 o'clock. Does that go through this week and then off again, or are we through next week too?
We're in week 2 right now.
Yeah, so it's going to keep going.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good. So that'll be coming up top of the hour starting at 7 a.m. Fat Boy will give you a keyword. You'll text it to 72881 and try your hand at winning $1,000. Then, of course, that continues on through the 6 p.m. hour tonight, 12 times a day. The other thing we're going to do today is we do have opening night tickets for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, which is Friday night.
Yeah, day after tomorrow, man. We'll be down there at the well watching hockey.
Opening night. It's going to be star-studded. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic. And then we also have the NHRA Carolina National ZMAC Charlotte tickets.
Yeah, that's Saturday.
Right. And you think hockey? Yeah, I mean, I love it. A lot of folks here in the South love hockey, but you started up north, right? But then drag racing and all that, you think, oh, good old boy Southern, right? So today we're going to do a game that will pit a Northerner versus a Southerner.
Ooh.
Spellenburg Civil War Edition.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
Yes. So the winner, like the Northerner will win the hockey tickets, the Southerner will win the NHRA Carolina National Drag Race, ZMAX, Charlotte tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a long ticket with all that on there.
Yeah.
It really does.
The NHRA Carolina Nationals at ZMAX Dragway in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah. So we got a whole lot of stuff planned. We're going to do a lot of phones today as well. So have these numbers handy. That's 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can text us 72341. That's the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. We're at the Rise Guys on most of your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Holler at us. I like talking during the show.
Yeah.
And then I take the afternoon off, and then later in the evening I'll respond more.
Yeah. But send messages. We'll reply to them later if we don't immediately.
Right. Yeah. So a whole lot of fun to be had today. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, if you had to gain 35 pounds to star in a movie, which would be a famous rock star, would you turn it down? Would you turn down the role if you had to play a really fat rock star?
If I had to gain 35 pounds to play a fat rock star, I would say, why are they making a Meatloaf movie? That's what I would say.
Well, Tim McGraw did, and I'll tell you what character it was next in your Rise Guys headlines.
35 pounds to him, that'd put him at like 140. Right. I mean, he's a tiny.
He's lanky.
He's a thin, tall drink of beer. All right, we'll find out. Tim McGraw acting, 35 pounds. More next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone. Well, top in our news this morning is Tim McGraw. He was recently asked how he juggles singing and his acting career.
Well, who asked him that? What an awful question.
It was some interview that he was doing on the Ty Kelly and Chuck show, which I don't have no idea what that is. So he was asked some poignant questions about his life. And, you know, movies are more complicated than we think, trying to fit in a schedule and, you know, prepare, get ready for the role.
He's a husband and a father.
Yeah, he is.
How does he do it all?
He works hard. He says that he was once offered the chance to play Elvis.
Oh,
that's the heavy
musician
that I was talking about in a movie, but he said no. He had to gain 35 pounds, and he said no because he's a fitness freak, and that would present a problem in his life to gain that much weight and have to take it off and then go out on tour. You know, he doesn't want to go on tour as Fat Tim McGraw.
I was once asked to play Gladys Presley in a high school musical as Elvis's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he
says,
she's
a larger lady.
You know, if that was a role that you believed in and you can bring life to the character and
do. Oh, I was just joking.
Do Gladys justice. Yeah. And more power to her.
She looked like Aunt B.
Did she?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he said, I don't think I could. It would have. It have to be something that I could not say no to. In fact, a few years ago, he was offered to play Elvis in the 70s. So that would have been really heavy Elvis at the time.
But he would have had to have gained like 135 pounds or more. Like, what was Elvis at his heaviest?
You know, with Elvis, he was so protected by the people close to him. Probably no idea what he weighed.
Yeah, with those jumpsuits, you can minimize a lot, zipping it up.
Yeah, but maybe when he was alive, but... Well, once somebody dies, like his barber, once Elvis died, the barber, unbeknownst to Elvis, the barber kept all Elvis's hair. Uh-huh. And then when he died, he started selling it.
And when my mom went to see him when he was heavy like that before he died, and she got his scarf and everything, and I said,
this is for you, Ann. Thank you very much.
What do you think about it? She said that he had a hard time.
What if you found out that Elvis was your dad, Paige?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh,
although I have,
God.
You know, hair like my dad. And
yeah.
I look more like him.
Can you roll your lip?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Or your curl.
You can do it.
Whoa.
Well,
come on,
she was the president of the fan club at Greenville High School, so she could, you know, she met him several times.
Yeah.
He came through in the 50s.
Yeah, so
he did the Northgate Soda Shop.
She did.
Still
want to be with him. She'd marry him, I'm sure, if he gave up Priscilla.
Well, he's dead.
Well, I mean, back in the day.
Oh.
Just go to Wild Wing and hang out.
Yeah, Elvis, apparently, this one website estimated he was about 260 pounds in his last couple years.
Wow. He looked heavier than that.
He
like
did.
You said, he yeah.
Maybe it was just the bloating in his face.
And he could have looked heavier than that because I don't think he did anything. You know what I mean? So he just was, he wasn't up to much.
Like, yeah. Well, the official record, does it say that he legit died on the toilet? Like, or is that just part of, like, World News Today lore? You know what I'm saying? You know how they'd always put the lie papers out, National Enquirer. Oh, Elvis died on the toilet with a banana sandwich or whatever. I just don't know. Like, well, I heard forever Mama Cass choked on a ham sandwich and then find out later that's just an old wives' tale. It really didn't happen.
Yeah.
She had eaten a ham sandwich, then went to bed. She wasn't eating it in the bed.
She had a heart attack.
My mom would have, don't you eat in the bed, man? I swear to God.
Like Mama Cass.
My mom would say, Matthew, don't eat in the bed. Why, Mama? Because that's how Mama Cass died.
Uh-huh.
Eating a ham sandwich in the bed. She doesn't want to get all the crumbs out, is what it was.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah, he died in the bathroom, is all I can say. He died in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, because the official report, well, the official report would probably say where at.
I mean, you can have a heart attack on the toilet, and people
tell
say
me
you
about
died.
It. I've come close a couple
it's
times.
It's draining. I mean, it's sometimes.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Well, all the same. I don't think he doesn't look like Elvis at all.
No, but neither
Elvis.
Does Jack White, and he played him in that movie. And I thought, kind of, right? Didn't Jack White from the White Stripes play Johnny, or what did he play? Was he Johnny Cash?
I don't remember.
I don't even know what I'm thinking about now.
Hmm.
Was it a dream?
Also, Tim McGraw is not, I mean, he acts some, but he isn't like an actor. He isn't Christian Bale or nothing. Was, you know, gain a bunch of weight, lose a bunch of weight, play all the movie roles. He just,
yeah.
I think he just acts a little bit for fun because he can and they pay him a lot of money to do it.
Jack White played Elvis in the Dewey Cox story.
Okay.
I'm thinking,
oh, yeah, that's what it was.
So it was meant to be a little tongue-in-cheek, I guess.
Oh, boy.
That's fine.
Well, and finally, the world's largest sleep study was done, and it has some interesting results that not only if you're not sleeping too little is bad for you. According to the studies, the researchers found that people who slept 4 hours a night, they took a test, they performed like brains that were 9 years older. But the same results affected people who slept over 10 hours. So
rare is sleeping over.
Not too little, not too much. Just right is what you need.
Well, this is like Goldilocks.
I know it is.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
So I think for what works with my body, I think 6 hours. Where does it stand as far as what they say we really need?
Well, 6 hours is kind of not getting enough.
Oh.
It's on the low end.
Yeah, so you're not giving yourself the benefits of sleeping 7 to 8 hours. So that's going to be the best benefit for your body and your brain to give you that kind of rest through the night. But not too much where you're groggy and you oversleep.
This is one of the stupid things we do in this society we have, where we try to make a rule that applies to everybody when
right.
how much you need to sleep varies from me to you to Fat Boy to Paige.
Right.
Like, not everybody gets 8 hours. Not everybody's supposed to get 8 hours. You know, it varies from person to person.
Right.
But we try to make blanket statements and then, nope, everybody's supposed to get 8 hours. No, that's dumb. That is just, I don't know why we decide things. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, like, not everybody needs 2,000 calories per day. Some people can handle more. Some people can handle less.
Yes.
That might be the median, but it doesn't mean that applies to everybody.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't like the way they're doing labels now where they'll say the calorie intake, but then in small writing they'll say for an 8-ounce serving. Like, when I look at a box, I think that's what the calories are.
Oh, yeah.
They get you, right?
Like, oh, man, this cereal isn't that bad.
I ordered a pizza the other night, and it said, like, I'm just guessing here, like 300 calories. And then it said per slice.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
Like, what is that times 8? 2,400? It's too much, according to Paige.
Yeah.
So the participants, their reasoning and verbal abilities were two actions most strongly affected by sleep, short-term memory, and performance. It's important to get the median amount.
But the 7 to 8 hours, isn't that for somebody who's doing a manual labor job? In other words, not somebody who's sitting down for 4 to 5 hours a morning talking, right? Like, we're kind of, I don't know that I'm fully awake yet.
I think it's the median.
From my night's sleep.
It's the median for whatever you do.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you do for a living and what you do all day, that's the median amount of sleep. But yeah, I feel way worse if I sleep too much than if I sleep too little. Yeah.
Is there a sleep apnea cruise? Is there a COPD on the sea?
So you're really hurting your body if you sleep 4 hours or less.
Oh, yeah.
You're really putting a toll on your brain and your memory and your body.
I'm 4 to 6 hours a night or day.
This afternoon on the Lido deck, we'll have an afternoon nap on the COPD at sea.
Ooh, that might be fun.
See how sleep apnea-con.
Yeah.
Appearing live, Jeremy Ellenberg, yes. John Goodman,
sleep
you know George Clooney.
It would be great. There would be no lines at night if you go eating in the cafeteria.
The big girl from Wilson Phillips.
I think they'll just call that one CPAP.
CPAP, yes. There we go. That's what brainstorming's all about.
Oh, hang on. My OBGYN has that one booked.
All right, then. I'm Paige, and that's your Ice Guys
headline. Ooh, the masher at sea, Jimmy. Holy moly. All right. Well, thank you, Paige. That was informative, entertaining, and witty. I liked it. Fatboy, what are we working on in sports? I know it's big time right now for a lot of things going on.
Hey, you remember this?
My balls was hot.
Oh, sure.
They're about to get a lot hotter.
That's a notification on my phone now. I've set up.
They just got booked for another fight.
Uh-oh.
Man, that's how you get a main event title fight in the UFC. You say, my balls was hot.
My balls was hot.
Is there a way for me to be him, to be the Beast for Halloween? What,
yes.
Like, somebody out there that's creative, figure out a costume, and that's who I want to be.
Just wear the t-shirt that says that?
Yeah, but that's boring.
I know.
I want to do more than that.
Okay.
All right, we'll find out about that big matchup and more in your Rise Guys sport.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quicker Stick and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
My balls was hot.
Oh, they're about to get a lot hotter, buddy.
And still, I'm getting no costume ideas to do my Beast Halloween costume.
Is that his nickname?
The Beast.
I thought that was Severn. Is he going to give up his nickname? Can he take it?
Oh, the Beast. There's been a lot of Beasts.
Derek Lewis's nickname, I think, has changed to the Beast, but it was the Black Beast at one point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I like Beast Light. He's Milwaukee's best light. That's great.
That's good stuff.
Milwaukee's best.
Just
what a lie.
Yeah.
What a lie.
Just to show you there's no rhyme to reason, he is going to defend, or he's going to fight Daniel Cormier, who will defend his UFC heavyweight championship against Derek Lewis in New York City. Yeah, this is going to happen November the 3rd. That's quick. I thought there was some kind of automatic suspension for everybody on the card.
Well, there is if you get hit, but if you don't get hit, I guess not. Though he did fight almost 3 full rounds, so he had to get hit some.
I read something that said he broke a finger or did something to his finger.
But for the payday, man, you can get a doctor to clear you and you can go fight. That's all. You have to have your doctor clear you. And for the payday, you can get cleared and you can go fight unless you're severely injured and still bruised up. Like Anthony Pettis got his ass handed to him in a paper sack Saturday night, so he couldn't go fight next month. He might be out 6 months because he probably got broken bones in his face and stuff.
So it's not like the NFL where the team doctor has to clear you?
Yeah, and those medical suspensions are 6 months unless the doctor says you can come back sooner. That's usually how it works, my understanding.
Matt Mann, just put on some fighting shorts and have nine walk around all night at Thomas Creek with a fire extinguisher pointed at your crotch.
Well, I want a costume, too. I'm not a prop, you jerk. Wow.
Thank you. God, Rob.
I don't know who else is on the card, but I do know Conor McGregor asked for a rematch, but it says here that the Nevada Athletic Commission suspended he and Khabib each for 10 days ahead of a full review of the incidents that took place after the fight.
Mm-hmm. So nothing. They still haven't, like, nobody's been fined or anything for that yet?
Not that I see.
They ought to get a bonus because that said, I mean, that made them the talk of the internet, you know, for a few days.
Brought the UFC back, and then Derek Lewis went viral. And if you can go viral, you can get a title fight. Not that he isn't good. I mean, he's really a good heavyweight. They don't have too many other guys to fight for that belt in the heavyweight division. He should get a shot at some point, but let's be honest. The reason he's getting a shot is because he said what he said. That's why he got a title fight in the main event.
Then that's something.
It's crazy, man.
My balls was hot.
I mean, Joe Rogan's like, hey, man, why are you taking off your pants? And that's, they just rolled right off.
Yeah.
This is our where's the beef, you know, of the 80s. This is the new thing. You'll see him in probably Under Armour commercials where the pants, you know, like stripper pants where they just pull them and they go, why'd you take them off, Derek? Because my balls is hot. The new collection from Under Armour.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was a name before UFC 229, but he got $270,000.
Oh yeah, he's a name. But you know, it is what it is.
Derek, why are you wearing a mini skirt right now?
My balls was hot.
Ah. Had to think about it for a second.
Surprised that the payout, Khabib got $2 million. He didn't get a win bonus. Conor McGregor got three. I don't know if either gets back points off the pay per view.
They'll make more than that.
I'm surprised Dana's cutting checks that big. Usually they don't like to pay that high wage. They just don't. You know, we'll see when the rematch is. I'm sure to be sometime next year they'll build it up.
McGregor certainly will get a lot more than that. Khabib might make his $2 million and his sponsor money, whatever he gets, you know, outside UFC and just take it home. But McGregor will make probably a lot more than that. I mean, he was saying he'd make $50 million. Nah, probably not, but he's gonna make several million dollars at least. Probably in excess of 10 time they calculate all the pay-per-view buys.
Is he half a billionaire, though, for real? Connor? I'll look it up. Save your finger energy for later.
Oh, I will.
That's the thing about these fights, man. You get somebody, you're like, oh, I know we're going to get at least two fights out of this, possibly three. Start you a little feud.
Yeah.
And you got a two-fight payday. Everybody wants to see a rematch, right?
That's the thing. Nobody's ever happy with just one fight. There's, okay, we rematch, and then, okay, you know, oh, you got one on me. Well, we got to have a third match. And then it becomes like, well, good Lord, now they're going to face each other at SummerSlam.
I don't Alvin Kamara is one of the better running backs in the NFL. He won't get as much action now that Mark Ingram's back for some reason. But he caused a stir after the game Monday night because he was seen in the locker room wearing a Kaepernick jersey. But he had a MAGA hat on, but it wasn't a MAGA hat. I guess you can call this a MAHA hat. It said, make Africa home again. Some people are, you know, oh, why is he wearing it? What's he thinking? What's he doing? You know, trolling the base. People are already riled up about it. I'll show you the picture.
I want to see. Oh, wow.
I've never seen that hat before.
Yeah. Well.
What are you going to say, though?
I'm going to have one that says, MCHA, make Cherokee home again. I'm going to go back to where my people came from.
Yes, sir.
At least a 20th of them or 10th, whatever it was.
It was Rise Guy Sports.
Thank you, fanboy.
Thanks. Red Sox won. Eliminated the Yankees.
No crap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Probably play the Astros. Saturday, I think.
Well, the Braves are not in it anymore.
Nah.
They're out. All right. Fantastic. All right. We got you $1,000 coming up here in a couple minutes. Fat Boy will give you that keyword. It is not balls or hot, neither one of those. You'll text it to 72881, and hopefully with the P1 payoff, win you $1,000. That'll be coming up here in mere moments. It's The Rise, guys. Morning, everybody.
They really get me going in the morning.
They are so funny.
The Upstate loves The Rise, guys.
They're always funny. It doesn't matter what the topic is.
The Rise Guys, weekday mornings at 93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.